With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. U.S. Senator Gary Peters has introduced legislation that he says will help students clean up their credit rating if they default on a student loan from a private lender. Senator Peters joins us from Washington. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Gordon. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Let's give a real basic outline here. How does this work if it does become law at some point?
Well, it's straightforward, Gordon. It's if you have a private student loan, and as you know, many students leave now with both federal loans as well as private loans. And what often happens with a new graduate, sometimes they don't get a job right away or don't get a job that pays quite as much as they'd like initially until they get fully situated, and yet their loans come due. And that's when usually most of the defaults occur, very early in someone's life as they first graduate. But once you default on a loan, it gets on your credit report. And once it's on your credit report as a default, it becomes more difficult to buy a car, or you have to pay much more for interest. The same goes with renting an apartment, buying insurance. It becomes a blemish for a long time. So what this legislation says is that if you're in that situation and you go back to the bank or the credit union and you start making payments again, which everyone eventually has to, once you've done 9 months of payments, it is cleaned off your credit report as if it never happened, basically giving people a second chance.
Is there a reason to believe that this applies to a lot of people out there, that there are a lot of students out there who would be able to make those payments over 9 months, have a private loan, and therefore are in need of what you're proposing to get their credit rating clean?
Well, there is. You know, we have over 850,000 loans all across the country, private loans that are in default right now. But as you know, when you have a student loan, you can never discharge this loan. It'll always be there for you, with you, the rest of your life. So sooner or later, you have to pay. Right now, about 15% of all loans are private loans. That number is increasing as well, because increasing number of students need both federal loans as well as private loans. And in fact, it's important to know that if you have a federal loan now and you do this process and you start making payments after 9 months, your credit report will be wiped clean. It does not occur, unfortunately, for private loans. So if you're a student that has both federal loans and private loans, which most do, or many do, you won't get your credit report clean if you have that private loan. And so this is about fairness and making sure we treat these loans equally when it comes to rehabilitating someone's credit report.
You introduced similar legislation when you were a member of the U.S. House. Do you believe that this version of the bill has a better chance of passing?
Well, I hope so. You know, we're going to do this on a bipartisan basis. I have Shelley Capito, who's my Republican colleague from West Virginia, as my co-sponsor. In the coming days, we're going to be working to get additional co-sponsors. But we've continued to build support for it. In fact, when I announced this back in Michigan a couple days ago, we had the Credit Union League endorse it. So we've got credit unions behind it. We've got the leading lender of student loans, private lender, supports this legislation. So we are building support for this. And actually, lenders, they want to have folks come back and start paying those loans sooner rather than later, and having the ability to know that that person can also clean up their credit report at the same time gives an additional incentive for folks to start making those payments early, which is important for the lending institution, but certainly very important for the individual, because the sooner you start paying, the sooner you get done with it and have it behind you.
Any timeline yet for the legislative process, committee hearings scheduled, that sort of thing?
We don't have any. I just introduced it yesterday, so we are. It's very new in the process, but we'll be working to move it forward and probably attach it to some other type of legislation dealing with funding. And so we'll look for those opportunities. But in the meantime, we'll continue to collect both Democratic and Republican co-sponsors, as well as additional support from other groups outside of the Senate. But I'm going to keep working on it very aggressively.
Senator Peters, thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's United States Senator Gary Peters joining us from Washington. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.